Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, happy Reds opening day.
Yay.
2024. What a day, what a day. All decked out. We are Reds gear, everyone, except for Jen.
What happened, Jen?
She forgot to wear our red stuff.
Well, about a dozen times yesterday, I said to myself, I got to get my red stuff out.
Yeah.
Of course, I was nowhere near my red stuff when I was thinking about it, right?
Right.
And so I went to bed without putting it out. And then this morning, of course, I just get up and I throw on a hoodie. and I get to Red Bank and I'm like,
Red Bank, crap.
That's when she realized.
That's when I realized.
Triggered it.
So, yep. Good.
I got in my sports tote because I have a sports tote that's got all kinds of Bengals and red stuff in it. And I had to find my cold weather hat because it's a bit chilly
out there. It is a bit nippy out.
Yeah.
So you heading down there, Fritchie?
I am.
You're going to be our man on the street?
I am. I think the plan is Josh from our promotions department is coming around 8:30. He's going to put us all in the Q102 Bronco, as in myself. And then we're going to go pick
up. We're all going to pile in illegally.
Yes. And then we're going to pick up Natalie on our way.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So she and I are going to be bouncing around. We're going to be sending stuff back to you guys. I do know Natalie's walking in the parade with the CABVI people. So that'll be fun.
Oh, fun.
We're going to pop, you know, check out some stuff, maybe get some food. So we're definitely going to be out and about. So look for us.
All right. Parade, of course, starts at noon. And Jim Scott's going to be leading the parade, which is very cool, very exciting.
And I want to let you know, I saw, too, on Channel 5 that they are asking if you are going to the parade that you make a sign of support for Jim Scott. You know, just like all along the path of the parade, they like to have everyone holding up signs.
Anything. Love you, Jim.
Yes.
Hi, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, Jim.
And I think he's going to be in a convertible towards the front.
Yes. All right. Pretty exciting. We got a bunch of other stuff to get you caught up on as well in the world of pop culture. Judge Judy turns out is a gym rat. Who knew? Also, will Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark skip the WNBA and play with men instead?
Wouldn't that be something?
Just a handful of stuff we'll get you caught up on. The first E! News of the day will kind of ease you in. And we'll do that.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What day is this?
Thursday.
Just remember Thursday. Thursday. Can you remember Thursday?
That's some kind of national holiday.
It's just Thursday.
It's just a regular Thursday.
We can spin it and make it into a positive.
How do we put a positive spin on this?
One day closer to death.
Nope, that's wrong.
Nope, negative.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, that's better.
You know what happens here on Friday?
Just get through the day.
Will do.
It's showtime.
Beyonce's new album. Are Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson on it? Plus, will Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark just skip the NBA, the WNBA altogether and play with men instead? We'll talk about that here in a bit, but first, let's begin this hour's E! News with Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. You know, she is 81 years old, man.
I was wondering how old she was.
Spunky little thing, isn't she?
Yeah.
She says She works out every day for a total of 10 hours a week. She said, I have a responsibility to keep the vessel in shape and looking good. If your mind is in shape and your body is not, the weaker one will eventually affect the other. Working out is important for my physical health and my mental health. And she works out with her husband, who's 90.
Wow.
Yeah.
Instead of having a trainer, they prefer to go at their own pace in their home gym. Judy likes to use the treadmill, and she does resistance strength training.
Good for her.
She does good.
How old did you say she is?
She's 81.
Oh, my God. She looks incredible.
Husband is 90. I mean, she's so right. I mean, I know some 80-year-olds that can climb a fence so fast that a lot of 50-year-old people can't do. Mm-hmm. A lot of 40-year-olds can't do
it. It's great.
Got to keep it moving.
And had they always been this athletic, or did they start late in life?
I would guess yes.
Yeah.
But, you know. But it's never too late to start something.
I know. That's what they say.
You know, is it one day or is today the day?
Good for her.
Yep.
And she, it sounds like she really enjoys doing it.
Yeah, that helps.
Which is a hurdle for some. Okay. So, in other E! News, Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark is making headlines. She's been making headlines for quite some time, just because she's phenomenal on the court. Yep.
Yeah.
She could, however, be the first woman to make $5 million playing basketball. And here's how. Ice Cube has offered her that much to play against guys in his Big Three basketball league.
How about that?
So that would mean 8 regular season games and possibly 2 playoff appearances. And the deal would still allow her to play in the WNBA.
Then I bet she takes it.
I would.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, unless her contract with the WNBA forbids it for some reason.
I'd like to see her
play against
the guys, because that's just something I feel like.
I'd like to see how the guys will handle it. Are they going to, you know, get out there and prove to her that women don't belong in men's sports? Or are they going to, you know, take it easy on her? Or will they just treat her like any other player on the court?
I think no matter what happens, like no matter how they act, it's going to be one of all those things you said.
The thing about Caitlin that drives me a little bit crazy when I watch her is she is a bit of a crybaby. She gets a little whiny.
Oh,
she's always like, with the hands out.
They're all like that, all the though, time. Aren't they?
Yeah, she's a little over the top to the point where her dad screamed from the stands in the middle of the game last week for her to shut up.
Oh.
Her dad yells, shut up!
Wow.
Yeah, and then I noticed the game after dad yelled at her, she calmed it down a little.
She chilled out a little.
Yeah. Yeah, but she gets flustered.
She's into the dramatics. Yeah, you think she gets flustered, or you think it's just kind of part of her act, like she wants to get that foul called?
I think she's flustered. I mean, in the last game against, who were they even playing? Was it Baylor? The number one defense in the country, and it was brutal. This game was brutal. It was so physical. I was sitting there. I'm like, oh, my God.
You said they were really clobbering each other on the court.
They were beating the crap out of each other. It was mind-blowing, and you could tell it rattled.
Is Iowa typically that physical, or was Baylor bringing that?
They were bringing it.
Well, the Hawkeyes play Colorado Saturday in the NCAA tournament, but after this season, Caitlin is entering the WNBA draft. Now, to give you some perspective on this, the highest paid player in the WNBA last year was Jewel Lloyd with a salary of $600,000.
That's it? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, you figure a lot of that is TV money in basketball, you know? Like, they get it from these network deals, which helps, you know, the league fund the advertising sales to support these ridiculously crazy salaries. And even if Caitlin goes first in the draft, which is totally expected, her rookie deal will be $76,000 at best. So, $76,000. So she's got to be considering it.
That's insane to me that they only make that much in the WNBA.
But I'll tell you, she is already raking in millions with all of her endorsement deals that she currently has. She's on State Farm. What else?
She does is it Subway that she's in too? I think she's in a Subway commercial, and she has a Nike deal, I think, right?
Well, Caitlin has yet to respond to the offer. Not everyone thinks this is a great idea, though. Current WNBA star Lexi Brown of the LA Sparks is actually angry that Ice Cube has never extended an offer to a female basketball player before.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. I wonder how these women in the WNBA are going to welcome Caitlin with all of the attention that she's been getting. Because certainly, the college teams, when they play her, they definitely are looking to rattle her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they get very excited if they block a shot.
Trying to get in her head.
Yeah, draw a foul.
Right.
So far, she has Nike, State Farm, Gatorade, and Gang.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.